So you've been fishing a bit, have you?
Yeah, I actually managed to go out and have a bit of a fish, which was really quite exciting. A few people had managed to catch a few snapper off Devonport, so we thought, oh, we'll go and have a go, and failed dismally for that fishing.
Yeah.
We managed to catch probably every single draftboard shark off the northwest coast, and probably half the population of gurnard. But no snapper. But anyway, that'll leave it all to be done next trip.
Yeah. So when is your next trip? Where are you going?
Well, we are really quite keen to get down the west. I think I might have mentioned before, but the west coast demands a bit of respect in regards to weather and swell, and we're having a bit of trouble trying to find a weather window. So we're going to go at any tick of the clock. So we're just looking for that weather window, whether it be midweek or weekend, and we're going to go down for 2 days and hit some crayfish up for Christmas, because everyone loves Christmas crays.
Indeed. And, look, we're into summer now, first week of summer, so brings the warmer weather. It's quite warm at the moment. And what have we got in Devonport? It's about 12 degrees. So with the warmer weather, what sort of fish does that bring on locally?
Well, actually, the water temperature is slow to come up, but as the water temperature comes up, all species sense this, so they all come on pretty strong. We've had a number of species come on across the coast, and it's all the way from the humble salmon right through to the species I mentioned before, snapper, but King's George Whiting, they've been being caught and in good numbers and good size too. We actually are starting to see a lot of big King George Whiting being caught, and I'm talking like 50 centimetres. They're like a different species when they get that big. But they're caught from Woolnorth all the way through to sort of the mouth of the Tamar River. What else have I seen come on that's a bit interesting? Oh, Taylor. So you always can tell that, you know, the water's starting to get a little warmer when you get a few Taylor. Taylor look like salmon, except they're slightly different in appearance once you catch one, but you've got to be careful. You don't stick your finger in their mouth, because they're called chopper tailor for good reason. They'll chop your thumb and next minute there'll be blood everywhere.
Yeah. Hey, what about those salmon escapees during the week? What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Like, the bigger fish are good because, people seem to get a bit funny about these farm salmon, and, you know, the recreational fishers seem to think they're a bad thing, but I think any time we can put protein on the table in such numbers in a structured way like a fish farm, it's good industry, I think, and it's actually good for the environment. Like, everyone peaks and carries on about, they do this and that to the sea floor, but, I mean, there's so much other sea floor that we're not doing that to. Like, can't we just think about that? But the old fish farms, they get a bit of bad rap, but when they escape, I think it's a good thing. People get to, all those southerners down there have got all excited. They've got the old perce nets out, all the mono nets out that their grandfathers used to flog and catch every fish in the ocean, and they've been hidden away for so long, they've dragged them out, and they've got a heap of salmon for Christmas, so it can't be a bad thing.
Mm. By the way, just nice use of the word protein there. Get a bit of protein on your plate. Sound like one of those TV chefs who don't refer to meat or fish or whatever nowadays as meat or fish, just it's protein.
Oh, and the amino acids and all the good gear. You know, we'll start talking about keto diet here in a minute, and we'll hack on potatoes and bread.
I saw a news story during the week of a woman who was going to the supermarket. It was one of those cooking shows, actually, and she was going to the supermarket, and she went to get some meat, but she didn't call it meat, she just called it protein. I'm just getting some protein
trendy,
here.
That's the trendy term, and I've accidentally jumped on the bandwagon. It's probably been copyrighted by some American, and the word protein. I'll get an invoice in the mail. I'll probably have to pay someone $50 because I've said it, four times.
It just annoys the hell out of me. It's just one of my little things, my little bugbears, because yes, it does have protein. It contains protein, but it's not actually protein. It's meat. So.
Yeah, that's right. We'll call it fish. Atlantic salmon, and it's full of good stuff starting with P. We were never allowed to say the word protein ever again.
Thank you.
But how good is Atlantic salmon? Because you can, if you want to muck about, you can smoke it and you can just cut it into... My favourite is actually get a big salmon and get the old electric knife. You know the old electric knife? Mm. Everyone had one of those, the two scissoring blades. They're actually awesome. Yeah. And you cut them into inch-thick steaks and do them on the barbecue. I love doing them like that.
Very good. Let's have a look at the weather this weekend. Well, today's not too bad. A little bit windy. So what have we got out on the water? We've got westerlies up to 25 to 35 k's.
We spoke about this before. We don't speak in k's. Not.
Sorry. No, well, you're right. That's on the land.
It's a fishing show. No. We're not land lovers.
Fair point. I've had a go at you for protein. You can have a go at me for knots and k's. So westerlies at 15 to 30 knots, easing off tonight.
Surely. Wow. Yeah, no, we're not going on the water this weekend.
Well, you certainly won't be going tomorrow because it'll be foul tomorrow.
Yeah, no good at all.
35 mils of rain tomorrow. Right across the
north. Yeah, but everyone better do the lawn this afternoon when they knock off because they're not going to do much more on the weekend.
No. Sunday might be a bit better, but still pretty windy Sunday, but only just...
What about the tide? We haven't mentioned the tide from the good people from Deegan Marine.
Deegan Marine taking Tasmania boating for over 45 years, they have been. So we've got a low tide, 9:30 this morning. 1.14 metres. Next high is just after 3 this afternoon, just after school knocks off. Is school finished for everyone yet? I'm not sure. Anyway,
I wouldn't have thought so.
I think high schools have. I know that. Anyway,
really?
So 3:04 this afternoon is the high tide, 3.18 metres, and then there's a low at about 9:30 tonight, about half a metre. There you go.
Yeah, right, there you go.
Yeah, so... High tide, 3 metres. That's about normal for this time of the year, isn't it? 3 metres?
Yeah, pretty much on the lunar cycle. But you mentioned school holidays. That's a pastime, of course. Fishing's a good pastime to take the kids. So, you know, make a plan and buy some tackle from your local tackle store. Go and buy a boat. Everyone needs a boat.
Yeah.
Go and see the team at Deegan Marine.
Oh, that'll fix you up. Yeah. Right, anything else you want to mention?
I think we're pretty much done, haven't we?
Yeah, has all your car rallying finished for the year, is it?
It certainly has. We were very lucky. We won the state title in both the four-wheel drive and two-wheel drive, and Byron Murphitt, the young Alverson lad that I was helping, he ended up winning his class two for first year back for a while, so it was all pretty good, but that's done and dusted. We have got an event coming up on the northwest coast, in February, that's a tarmac rally that will be of interest to those people that like to do hill climbs and enter. It's like a mini Targa up in Helly Gorge. So keep an eye out for that one if you're a car enthusiast.
Yeah, I know. Plug your website and Facebook there.
That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing and Go Fish Tasmania with Moz and Hooch.
Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend.
All right, I'm back to bed.
See ya.
All right, cheers, mate.